All right, it's time for Dude Knowledge. We're going to ask Clarissa some questions geared towards guys. And see if she knows.
See if she knows all.
Yep, that's right. Hi, Clarissa.
Hi.
Hi there. So Clarissa is from Corden. She's got dark brown hair. Is 5 foot nothing.
Short queen.
Absolutely. Is a preschool teacher and is currently single. So Clarissa, like, what are you looking for in a partner? Let's try to figure that out.
Oh, somebody that's just honest, loyal. You know, the old school gentleman that opened your door for you.
I love that.
All right.
Manners.
Manners.
And exactly. Chivalry.
And chivalry.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right, cool. Clarissa, you ready to do this?
Sure.
Maybe you can impress a gentleman with your knowledge of the male species.
And he'll be like, that's a woman for me.
She's for me. All right, Clarissa.
They don't know anything either.
It's all good. Either way.
All right, here we go. Question number one, dude knowledge. What's the first step in the beer making process?
Beer making process?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. To get the yeast ready?
To get the yeast ready.
I was going to say fermenting?
Fermenting happens after.
Oh.
The first step is malting.
Malting.
That's the soaking and germination of the grains to later convert.
Not a beer drinker.
Yeah. Not a beer drinker either.
All right. So we're learning a little bit more about Clarissa.
We'll go have some Arbor Mist later.
Okay. Okay. Wow. All right. 0-1. Here we go. Question number two. Dude knowledge. What type of sporting equipment does the ugly stick sell?
The ugly stick.
Yep, the ugly stick. What type of sporting equipment does the ugly stick sell?
Could be a couple of different ones.
Yeah.
Sports that use stick-like things.
Stick-like.
I'm going to go with the sports that I like.
Okay.
Fishing.
Did you say fishing?
Yeah.
You got it.
Nice.
Good job.
I was not even thinking that one.
Yeah. Fishing rods.
Fishing is a sport.
Yep.
You're right.
Ugly,
forgot about that.
Ugly stick. Yep.
I bought my first fishing pole a while back ago, so I remember seeing something.
Oh, there good you for go. You. Good
I
for
love
you.
That.
I like
Guys,
that.
Guys, she fishes.
She fishes. Have you caught a big one yet?
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Next question. Starting with the letter V, V as in Victor, what is the term for the smallest slit at the back of a suit jacket? Clarissa?
Smallest on the suit?
Mm-hmm.
It has a name.
Begins with a V.
A niche or not? Or
starts with a V.
Yeah, I said starts with a letter V.
Starts with a V.
Yeah, so it'd have to begin with a V.
Kelly, I don't know.
You tagging Kelly in?
That's
yes, I'm going to tag Kelly.
Oh, wow. The victory slit?
The...
I like that one.
You're going to kick yourself. It's vent.
Oh, it's a vent. That makes
it's a
sense.
Vent.
You're venting out your jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Clarissa was choosing an answer that didn't even start with a V, so she was clueless. had no idea.
Well, you said like, sort of the V as in victory, and I thought, well, maybe that's a trick. Maybe that's a trick.
Maybe it's a trick.
Answer.
Is it the victory slit? All right, dude knowledge.
Like, yeah, we made a jacket.
Question number four, Clarissa. What is a triple-double in basketball? What is a triple-double in basketball?
Triple-double.
Yeah. Triple-double. What would that refer to?
They have double the point, triple-double.
I mean,
something with points or...
Something with points or...
Score.
Okay. Something with the score. I can't give that to you. Kelly, do you know?
It's when you have double-digit scoring, double-digit blocks.
Now you want to pitch in, Kelly.
When a player has double-digit stats in points,
yes.
Like what you said,
yes.
assists,
blocks,
or
yes.
rebounds, or steals.
Any of those.
If they have triple.
I got a quarter of it. Kelly got half of it.
Okay. All right.
Are we? All right. Last question. Last question, Clarissa. You're doing great.
Creative scoring.
You're doing great. This is multiple choice, so it'll be a little easier.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Dude knowledge, last question. In horse racing, how long is a furlong? Is it an eighth of a mile, a half of a mile, or 1 mile?
How many furlongs?
What was the question again?
What's the distance of a furlong?
Clarissa, you are like a preschooler right now. Attention! Focus!
Exactly. That's why I teach them.
Focus! In horse racing, how long is a furlong? Is it an eighth mile, a half mile, or a 1 mile?
Eighth mile
is correct. Good job.
That's what I was going to guess, too. Yay!
All right.
Why can't you ask questions like, what's the person called that rides on the horse during the derby?
That's
the level I'm going to need.
Hey, Clarissa, 2 out of 5. It's safe to say you're not a dude.
Which is a good thing. Hold your head high. Guys, you can snatch up and teach her things.
Well, Clarissa, Keith has already checked in saying, hey, she hasn't looked too hard. I'm in Corden.
Nice!
All right.
Well, Keith and Corden, Keith and Clarissa. I love the way that sounds.
Okay. All right, Clarissa, hang tight. We're going to hook you up, okay? You've been a delight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing.
Always a delight.
All right. We appreciate you. There it is. Dude knowledge. Hang tight.
Keith and Clarissa in court, and they're going to live happily ever after.
Listen,
this is great.
If you do, just know, Clarissa, I've got a Michael Graves toaster in the back of my car that has been there for about 2 decades.
Vintage.
So, yeah, good stuff.
Invite us to the wedding.
Okay, wow. All right. That is new knowledge.